is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Welcome back, everybody. I have got something I can hardly sit still to tell you about, how to be a good mother. Well, isn't this about total well-being for all children? But I haven't done parenting. It's been 10 years. I haven't done parenting because that seems like a big yawn and one-dimensional and nobody wants it and everybody assumes what that is. But look, don't you look around and see people who are not in total well-being? Don't you see people, young people who are a mess? Don't you see the same kinds of palaver, bad advice given? And don't you see what the result is? I have got a series. Amazing. I can hardly sit still. So this series is for young mothers and for anybody who teaches young mothers. Get your pastor and for social scientists and anybody who cares about the well-being of children. We need to talk. And I've got some solutions for you, and they are surprising, if not shocking, because we have been sold some lies. And not only that, but we have had the wool pull over our eyes so that we, blinders really, so that if somebody tries to give us the truth, we hear it in a perverted and twisted way, and maybe they're even giving it in a perverted. But I have got some great stuff. This can truly change the world, and it can change your world, and it can change the world of your children in a real way. And this has also become trite and empty. This saying, we're going to talk about all of that right now. So I think of this as basic mothering, because I am seeing young people who are truly, well, they reach 18 and they don't have any clue what it means to be an adult. No clue. And I know their mothers, and their mothers do not know that they have not done their job. And these young people think they're Christians even. And the mothers, and they're certainly not. I mean, when you're living a lifestyle of lying, a lifestyle of violence, a lifestyle of complete lack of discipline, unable to do anything, that's not a Christian lifestyle, and it's certainly not total well-being. And the mothers completely, you know, clueless, like, why is all this shit being dumped on my kid? Well, you know, that's how young people, teenagers used to, you know, it was like kind of common, like, why is all this shit being dumped on me? What? They expect me to come to work. But now the mothers are like this, and we're in deep trouble, folks, if a Christian mother is thinking this. Okay, so let's talk. I mean, really, let's talk. I've got some answers. We've got some bad problems, and probably most of you know that. Now, this series will probably be too long for me to put all on the podcast. You know, I do series, but you can't stay on a topic for more than 3 or 4 weeks before another part of your audience is like, well, where's my stuff? So I'm going to go back and forth so we have a good mix on the podcast. But when this series is all together, I want to put it together and send it out to the people who need it. So if you want this whole series when it's all together and you don't want to have to wait for, you know, it might be 6 months before it gets all aired, you know, posted the podcast in little bits, and some of it might not be included in the podcast, right? Chopped up into little 30-minute segments. So if you want the whole thing, all together at once, email me, okay? You know my email, very old-fashioned, I guess, but it's info@greatshalom.org, info@greatshalom.org. Give me your name. Give me your email. Be sure and tell me what it is that you're emailing me for, what you want, and give me any information that might be helpful, because if I have lots of young mothers who want this as opposed to a lot of teachers, then I can tailor it, because I am only starting to record this. Yes? So email me, info@greatlikebigshalom, shalom.org, greatshalom.org. Thank you. So, basic mothering. This is the center of forming lives that work. This is the root of success. This is the bulwark against criminality and anarchy. And this, okay, you know that there is an old saying, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Well, it certainly is the most important influence, yes? And we could talk socialization, we could talk all kinds of things. But we have lost our way in terms of mothering. And younger people, like people in their 40s, are all and millennials, are all talking about what Simon Sinek is saying. And he's saying things that if you play it to somebody who's 60, they'll go, yeah, like, don't you know that? But Simon Sinek TED Talks and so forth is just going viral because he's speaking some truth that's really obvious. And Simon Sinek will tell you he has not done social research. He has not applied his life to wisdom. He's not rooted in any kind of ancient wisdom path, let alone all of them. He's just looking around and he's speaking the truth. And the latest video that I happen to see from Simon Sinek, it says, why aren't you successful? Ah, because you're lazy and unfocused. And it's ringing. It's ringing because it's truthful. But saying so much doesn't, you know, it might be a field goal, but it's not a touchdown. So how do we change this situation? How is it that we can avoid having literally a generation where undisciplined, unsuccessful life is ubiquitous? And I think the millennials, who do definitely want true values and want to change the world and want significance from day one when they step on the job, but haven't been given any of the tools. In fact, the tools have been stolen from them. I think they're going to be very miserable, and we're not going to have a very happy time. 10 years ago, I said, okay, now I'm just ranting. I've gone completely off of my outline. I'm ranting, but this can be different, and I have a solution, and that's what I'm telling you. 10 years ago, I said, when these kids that I'm seeing in school hit the workforce, we're going to be in trouble. Well, that was 10 years ago, and they are in the workforce. And how many times do you just put the phone down from tech support and want to scream because you can't get somebody to work? How many times when you've got a snafu, you've been paying your utility bill and it's not being credited, and you go down to the utility office and you've got big eyes because there's some minority person about to shoot you simply because you're asking for a bill to the accounting to be corrected? I mean, how many times do you have to go beyond the supervisor to get something fixed? I mean, it used to be you could ask for a supervisor, but now you get some kid who has a bad attitude and you have to write to the CEO of the corporation to get, you know, you're trying to do something at the bank and you have to write to the CEO to get what the policies are for checking accounts or what the statement of condition is. Come on, folks, we're almost to the point of, okay, I don't have to tell you it's bad. You know it's bad. You want to know the solution, and I have some very scarce and very valuable solution. And the point of this is basic mothering. The point of it's mothering. We can rear children for success. And I've had authors, successful millionaire authors, who also, by the way, are mothers, who therefore wrote a book, and I invited her on, and she told you, because she has a book, Grooming Children for Success, Danny Johnson. And we've got lots of books all about success. How to manage your time, how to be upbeat, how to do this, how to do that, how to make sales. And by the way, the latest expert secret for marketing is to tell people that they're change the world. Well, that's not wrong if you put that in your sales copy. But look, if you just put that in your sales copy and you don't have a solution. Okay, one of the most inspired right, one of the most yes, I'm I'm biting my tongue here so I don't speak against a CEO, right, who knows how to do that but doesn't come up with the goods. But by contrast, one of the most inspiring speakers of our generation was Steve Jobs. And he inspired his company because they were going to change the world. And there's no argument that Apple has brought in many disruptive technologies. And they're continuing to do it. Okay, so this is September of 2017, and we've had an announcement of a new iPhone that will automatically reduce noise. That's an awesome and amazing step forward in audio production. Do you know how hard it is in audio editing to remove noise and have a clear recording? And it was the last iPhone the last announcement from Apple where they announced a product that was a speaker that adjusted the sound for the room. I mean, that's a huge step forward in audio engineering. That's going to change a whole industry that has nothing to do with phones. So it's true that Apple has brought disruptive technologies, but have they changed the world? Have they brought world peace? Have they made people happy? Have they solved any of the world's problems? Can they even take on the average American as an employee? And the answer, of course, is no and no and no. And so when I say change the world, I mean bring joy to people who are not joyful. I mean reduce, eliminate poverty. I mean change the world from hell to heaven. This is what I mean when I say change the world. And I am actually bringing you things that could change the world if implemented. And so Apple's disruptive technology has not been completely insignificant, but it doesn't change your life at all if you don't buy an iPhone. And while it might change some of the details of your life, it doesn't fundamentally change your marriage, your children. It might be making a measurable impact in the American economy, but it hasn't changed things in the way that fiscal policy, monetary policy might. All right, so that's the biggest change the world rhetoric that I know about. And I'm telling you, I think it's limited compared to what the ancient paths are talking about, and one in particular. Somehow we understand evidence-based arguments, but we're unable or unwilling to look around in the large picture. Which nations have prospered in the world and why is it? Which spiritual path has prospered and why is that? Which spiritual path has made people successful and happy? Which spiritual path has given women the most freedom, has raised the poor in the society, right? Which one has promoted self-reliance? Which one has promoted universal uplift? Which one has promoted peace in the world? Do you have unbiased samples? Are you willing to even look at the evidence? Okay, so what I'm saying is we know we have a problem. We know that mothering is perhaps the most influential parameter in the world's problems, and certainly it is in our family's problems as mothers. Anyway, that's our duty, and so that's our focus. So we know we have some problems. I'm telling you there are some solutions, time-tested solutions that we know that work, evidence-based. However, I'm also telling you that the lies we have been handed that have brought us to this bad situation have also covered up, perverted, and lied about the ancient paths and have made us unwilling to look at the solutions. So, are you willing to have an open mind and do some evidence gathering? You know, you have to gather the evidence before you analyze it in real science, in real science. So are you willing to do that? And then once you have the evidence, are you willing to evaluate it in an unbiased manner? And are you then courageous enough to admit the right conclusions? It's very bad science that purports to gather evidence when actually they're finding support for their dogma. And this is what we have done in certain branches of what is purportedly science. And this is certainly what the average person does, right? They come up with a bias, they gather evidence, and then they close their ears to any contrary evidence. And whether or not they call it science, it is not. But you will find that the time-tested ancient wisdom that worked in the past actually works in the present as well, and will in the future. And what I'm suggesting is that this is a good way to go forward, and this is true about mothering. So I do have some time-tested advice about mothering. And when you hear it, if you are willing to be honest and courageous, it will ring with you. Yes, we want our children to be successful. Yes or no? I think yes. And we know that we will love our children, and love to be wise has boundaries. If you want to go into a deep study of love, read Sirach. And anyway, the ways and powers of love. We know that love, to be the most powerful, must be an altruistic love. So we as mothers will give of ourselves to be good mothers. We all know this. If we are completely selfish and focused entirely on our own pleasure, drinking and carousing, and never set aside our desires to cook dinner and to pay attention to our kids, we know that that's not good mothering. Yes, powerful love is altruistic. Powerful love has boundaries. If you're doing everything possible for your child, you know, cutting his meat when he's 7, driving him when he's 25, writing his texts for him because he has not learned English when he's 18, you know that this is not as powerful of mothering as teaching them how to cut their food when they're whatever age, 4 or whatever, teaching them English when they're 7 or whatever, teaching them how to drive when they're 16 or whatever. And so when they arrive at whatever age your society says is adulthood, 18, 21, whatever, and then they're powerful adults, they can do the basic life tasks for them, have the work skills in their society, and then they can be successful. Yes? Right. So mothering is loving, but loving in a powerful and wise way. And this will change your child's life, and this will change your life, and it will change the world in a more significant way than Steve Jobs and all of Apple's amazing technology is doing. Will you go on a journey with me to collect evidence and compare? Because I can bring you into great shalom. Well, I can't. What am I? I am a human being. I am a mother who was completely overwhelmed because I was a single mother. I could work very hard. I had my act together, but I had to do a lot. Well, maybe I didn't have my life 100% together, but you know, I could meet my goals and support myself and go to college and, you know, do all the tasks. But it was overwhelming. Where do you start? So I was in college trying to make all A's, which for me wasn't the most difficult task in the world, but still trying to rear my daughter, being sure I did all the things that her school required, et cetera, just alone. That's overwhelming. She had certain special needs. That alone was overwhelming. Wasn't easy to do it as a single mom, but it was more easy than doing it as a married mom where I had a husband to raise as well. That's what I said. So later on in life, I made a firm determination I would not take on men that I loved as a son. So that's a whole nother discussion. But ideally in marriage, you have two adults pulling together, taking care of the children, ideally. But many of us in American society don't have that. Why is that? Well, maybe we need to go back to some time-tested ways. But I think empirically you'll find that more and more women think it's just not important to have a man when they're having children and rearing children. And that's tough. Anyway, but even when you have two competent adults, it's not easy. It's overwhelming trying to get to work, get the kids to school, cover everything. And where do you start first? What is the most important fundamental thing that you need to do in mothering? Well, that's what I was going to talk about. That's what I have an outline for. But look, the answer is just shockingly surprising. It's not. The first answer is not academics. And if it is, the first answer is academics, and then you think your child is doing fine because the statistics have been cooked, you think your child is doing fine, but actually they have vastly inflated the grading system and have dramatically reduced the expectation for children, well, then you are in deep trouble. So, well, it looks like I'm going to run out of time. What is the number one, most basic, most fundamental first task? If we can't get everything, all the do list done, what is the most important thing in mothering? What is the most important thing to teach your child? What is, because there are a lot of things. And if we could reduce it to 10, it might be a relief. I would think so. If we would get the first few right. So what are the first, most fundamental? And the answer will shock you. It surprised me deeply. It surprised me deeply, and I have an answer for that. And I think if I told you right now, some of you would be so upset with me that you might not come back. But doesn't that show you the rarity and the value of the answer? If I could tell you one thing, if you took care of that one thing, everything else would flow in it. Supposed as it was supposed to be, everything would start coming in order and make everything easier, and that it's empirically verified and is validated through centuries, and it's clearly about love, rooted in love, a powerful love that actually generates love, both altruism and boundaries. It's wise and powerful. Wouldn't you like to know? I can't bear to tell you because I know what the blinders are. I know that if I were in your shoes, and I heard this, it would just be like cardboard. Like, really? No. Come on. Click. So I can't tell you, but I promise to tell you next week. Okay. I think we've said quite a lot. We know we've got problems, but I have a rare and valuable answer for you. And I will give this to you on the next podcast, and I will give the whole thing to you all at once. If you email me at info@greatshalom, greatshalom@greatshalom.org, do come to the website. Please, please, please come to my website. Comment there. Let's generate a discussion. I know you're probably listening to this on your phone, iPhone or Android or otherwise. If you're young, you're probably doing that. Actually, my statistics show that I have more people who are listening on their computers, which surprises me. But please come to the website at greatshalom.org. Type in. Yes, and I don't have a Facebook page. Let me know if you think I should have a Facebook page. So I've been resisting that. But I do, on my own Facebook page, I do post Thursday morning the news that I have posted this podcast. up to Blueberry that hosts it. Thank you to Blueberry. And of course, it shows up in iTunes. Let me know if you think it should show up in Google Play. And it shows up in Stitcher and TuneIn and various other places. If it's not in your favorite platform, let me know that too. Email me at info@greatshalom.org. And of course, if you wish to write me a land mail because you want a CD. Well, if you want a CD, I'll send you CDs, but send me some money because I have to take the time to individually burn those and send them to you. So my land address is Great Shalom, The Great Shalom Broadcast Ministry, P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78613. And this ministry is about Great Shalom. And when I started it, I thought the most important thing to address was learning disabilities, and I wanted to preach the good news that God heals, and we believe in healing, and we'll take it any way it comes. And so, yes, faith, but also, yes, good, simple health practices and good, innovative education. But I am discovering that in this generation, in this time and place, more ubiquitous is the problem, the fundamental problem. Yes, we have bad teaching, and I would like to address that, and I do. But we have forgotten basic mothering. We've forgotten strong, powerful love, wise love, and we're going to address that. So share this, share this, share this. And this is Sharon Sorrells proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Celebrate the victory. Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sorrells. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom Broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.